You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Thursday, May 6th, 2021. I hope you're having a great week. I have had a pretty spectacular week for the most part. And let's get into a couple of housekeeping things first. Okay, so you may have seen a tweet or two from me regarding a conversation that I had with a doctor. And no, he wasn't checking me out for my problems, okay? But he is a doctor who deals with sexual issues and sexual problems. And so he happened to see my website and found it fascinating. And so he reached out to me to talk to me about it. And we had an amazing conversation, honestly. And I believe the conversation is going to change the website. He originally reached out to me about being on his new podcast, which I'm going to give you a lot of information about all that later whenever I formally address what we talked about. But anyway, be excited. It's very, very cool. I mean, it was a really nice conversation. So one thing I liked about that conversation is that it validated some of what I've been talking about, that I'm not just putting out porn or writing up any kind of like hot internet stories or something. I'm actually dealing with real people, real lives, and the issues I'm discussing are valid. So, anyway, I just wanted to tell you about that a little bit as a preview, a little appetizer. So another thing I just want to say before I get started with anything else, okay? Well, two things. First of all, there are a couple of very, very important stories this week that I've already published a couple. Master Cody is one of them, okay? They're going to be related to what I'm going to be talking about today. And I'm going to bring that up again. But you should really definitely read those posts. I mean, there are some weeks on the website that you should not miss. And this is one of them, I think. So I encourage you to go read those stories. Also, I don't know if any of you watched that Caitlyn Jenner interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News. I just want to put this out there right now that Caitlyn Jenner needs a fucking straitjacket. Caitlyn Jenner is one of the worst things that's ever happened to the LGBTQ community and trans community in a long time. Okay. And it's really disgusting. Like, When the right and when conservative people say that transgender people have mental problems, you know, or they're confused or whatever, they point to somebody like Caitlyn Jenner and go, see what I mean? Look at that thing, okay? Look at the way it acts, okay? And it just sets back the entire movement. On top of it, Caitlyn is adopting the current Republican regime's talking points regarding Trump, which is not acceptable. no gay or trans person should be supporting Caitlyn, okay? Especially if she's going to be, just from an American patriot standpoint, if you love America, you cannot support Donald Trump. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Because Donald Trump tried to overthrow the American government a couple months ago, and I'm not going to let it go. So there's no way around it. He was responsible for that riot. He pushed those people and encouraged them to overthrow the government in support of him. And they continue to push that giant lie on the American people and on their mouth-breathing sycophant followers. So Caitlyn Jenner supports that. Caitlyn Jenner supports... Caitlyn Jenner didn't really speak out against Donald Trump's trans ban. You know, I mean, it's just not acceptable. So, Caitlyn Jenner, you know, just that creature needs to go stay in the mansion with the airplane hangar or wherever, and just be quiet. All right. I mean, if I had a traveling tranny freak show, I wouldn't even have Caitlyn Jenner clean the pen for the elephant woman, okay? Like, I'm sorry, you know, I wouldn't have anything to do with it. So that's my little editorial about Caitlyn Jenner, all right? Anybody confused about my position? Anyway, what I want to talk about today is how alphas gather faggots, okay? So, I guess we're going to call it the hunting instinct or something like that. There's two basic methods that alphas employ nowadays. There's, of course, the prey method, which is not pray like pray to God, but pray as in prey on an animal, okay? So in the hunting method, where an alpha hunts and captures a faggot out in the wild, okay? And takes it. And then there's the other method, which is, it's more of a, like a studied method. It's like, it's how, when you go on Grindr or Recon or some, site like that, or, you know, you find them online or whatever, where you're actually, where there's a form of manipulation before the physical aspect. So one's a physical hunting mechanism, and the other one is a more of a mental, emotional hunting mechanism. And I will just say this at the outset, okay? Because sometimes I'll have alphas contact me, and they're saying, I can't find a faggot. You know, I can't seem to find a faggot. And make no mistake, alphas want faggots, even straight alphas. They may not act on it, but they want that worship and the submission that faggots offer, which is total. A female is naturally submissive, but there's no way a female is ever going to approach what a faggot does in terms of total submission. So all alphas want to have it. Now, whether or not they go and get it is another story. But my opinion is that an alpha should never have to say, I can't find a faggot. Every time that an alpha has ever said it to me, in my whole time on this website is just an example, the very first thought in my mind is, how alpha are you then? You know, lots of guys want to call themselves alpha, but alphahood is It's an action. It's an outward action. It's a quality also that's manifested in the person's life. So if you're not attracting faggots, or you, faggots won't submit to you, or, you know, or you're not able to muster the courage, let's say, to use, let's say, the hunting method to capture faggots, then how alpha are you? You know, this is a question I have for the alphas in my audience. Having said that, there is unfortunately way too much emphasis on get on Grindr and find a faggot and then have that faggot serve you. The problem with that method, I mean, it does work, obviously, but the problem with the method is that when you find a faggot online, the faggot has too many outs, you know what I'm saying? So you, as an alpha, it's harder to get that faggot to actually obey and come all the way along until it's your faggot, right? There's a lot of work there. Mentally. Now, it can be done. It's much harder to do, and I think a lot of times alphas rely too much on that method of faggot acquisition because it's easier. You know, you just hop online, you look, scroll through faggots or whatever, and you try to have a hot conversation and try to get the faggot to come over and suck your dick or whatever, you know, or serve you or become your faggot or whatever. I don't find it to be effective. Like, I don't think that method is good for long-term ownership, you know, if you're an alpha who wants to own faggots, that methodology is not effective. You can get your dick off once in a while, okay? Like, you can shoot a few loads for sure, but in terms of loyalty, because you're by that method, you're not winning over a faggot in the faggot's heart, you know. It sees you as a casual sex encounter rather than an owner, you know. So that's a big problem with that method. Frankly, and I really want to stress this, okay, that any alpha worth their weight in alphahood, okay, or whatever you want to call it, who's a worthy alpha, they should be able to pick up a faggot anywhere they go. Here's the truth, okay? Any alpha, any true alpha, has faggots in his life that are watching him, that want him, they want to serve him, okay? Whether it be, you know, somebody that they work with, or they see a faggot at a party or something, you know. There are always faggots around true alphas, okay, always. It's just up to the alpha to take them. You know, now, like, there's some elements of a hunter-prey dynamic there, you know, where an alpha would, you know, basically, the alpha is leading the faggot to do what it naturally does through manipulation. You know, I will hear, like, say, the alpha would say to the faggot, "Here, come with me." The faggot follows him, and then the alpha says, "Get on your knees," and unzips or whatever he does. Sometimes pushes them down to their knees, whatever, you know, kind of nudges the situation forward, okay? All the alpha is doing in those situations is giving the faggot permission to be what it's supposed to be, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I mean, that's how I came to understand my faghood. Was my best friend at the time basically took me and forced me to be his cocksucker, right? So, and I'm grateful for that, even though, you know, at the time it was a little shocking to me, but like, I'm a big boy, I can take it, right? And this is where I was born to be. So I was fulfilled by it. And, you know, when people in this new PC culture say, well, an alpha pushing a faggot down and putting his dick in the faggot's mouth is sexual assault. Well, look, we can talk about proper and improper conduct all you want, but men are animals. Men are going to make decisions like that, and it's not always bad, okay? In fact, most of the time when you're dealing with a faggot, it is very good, because the alpha allows the faggot to be what it was meant to be and what it wants to be. And so it's not sexual assault, even though it looks like sexual assault on the outside looking in, right? But that is part of the hunter-prey method, okay? And I think it's a crucial element of that, this kind of forcefulness. And if you're an alpha who can't find a faggot, then you are not being aggressive enough. And that's, you know, that's a fault on your part, you know, sir. So, like, I just kind of wanted to emphasize that. And honestly, I mean, there's a couple of posts that are coming out. Master Cody's got a couple of in the posts about him. There's some information in there about how he captures faggots by the hunter method. And that's kind of what led me to this. And also the conversation with the doctor had something to do with this post or this podcast. So, you know, we just have to understand that if you're going to be an alpha and you want to own faggots, the hunter method is going to be the way to go, but you're going to have to be what you are supposed to be as an alpha, you know, and that means being aggressive, taking charge of the situation, you know, scoping out faggots. You can just start to tell once you get acquainted with faggots, you can tell instantly which faggots around you are, you know, where they are. So, and then taking them, you know, it's just that simple. If you choose the other method, well, you're probably not going to get the kind of faggot that you really want. You can get off though, but you know, if you want more than that, you're going to have to use the hunter method. And that requires, you know, it requires you, you know, sticking yourself out there, right? And like really taking command of it. And, you know, taking ownership of your own feelings and your own needs for that, right? So it's just the way to do it. So that was kind of what I wanted to talk about today. And this is kind of a prelude to what I'm going to be talking about with the doctor conversation. So anyway, I always get a lot of flack because people suggest all the time that I advocate rape or that I advocate sexual abuse or things like that. And I'm not doing that. I'm simply acknowledging what exists between men, you know, and what needs to happen in some cases between men, okay, or males. So, that's really what I had to say. I want to encourage alphas to be alpha. you know, society's rules on sexual assault and stuff, they don't neatly apply in this situation. I mean, they could be applied, but this is about animal instinct, you know. You're a lion on the prairie, and faggots are the gazelles. And you are surrounded by gazelles, let me tell you. And all it takes is for you to pick the one you want to consume, and you go and get it. So, there you go. I put a neat little pirouette on the end of that one. So, anyway, so the doctor conversations and those posts and stuff are going to come, and I think we're going to have a good, healthy new understanding around here on some of this. So I'm looking forward to that. But I will let you go, all right? I hope you have a rest of your week. Be perfectly fine and wonderful, and we'll talk this weekend, okay? That's it. I love ya. Bye.